大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前一起祷
告。Before we start, let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们是属于你的人。
Because we belong to you.
主耶稣永永远远住在我们的心里面。
The Lord Jesus who lives in us forever.
神，你也把我们的名字刻在你的手上。
Lord, you also engraved our name in your palm.
我们今天来到你面前的时候，愿意你通过你的话语与我们交通。
Lord, today we come before you. Please, let us commune with you through your words.
让我们更认识你。
So that we know you more.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
请问，苹果电脑的创始人是谁呀？
Do you know who are the founders of the Apple company, the Apple computer?
有没有人知道？
Does anybody know?
喂，很多人知道 Steve Jobs 吧？哈，有没有其他有还有呢？OK， 那已经把答案告诉你。很多人都知道有两个 Steve， 但是还有一个人呢，很多人都不知道。
Most people know there's two Steves, but the third person, most of us we don't know.
他的名字就叫 Ronald Wayne.
His name is Ronald Wayne.
那 Ronald 呢，跟 Steve Jobs 呢，其实呢，他是70年代。在这个 Atari 的电脑公司里面一起工作的。
So Ronald works with Steve Jobs in the 40s in the company Atari.
那么呢 ，Steve Jobs 当时呢就游说 Ronald， 他说：“你来帮我一起去创办这个苹果电脑啊。”
So Steve Jobs trying to persuade Ronald to come to team with him to start up the Apple company.
那么 Steve Jobs 就承诺他，我给 10%， 十分之一的股份给你。
So Steve Jobs promised him to give him 10% of the share.
所以当时 Ronald 就加入他们了。
So Ronald joined them.
所以呢，其实。最初的这个苹果的商标，还有呢，它最初的这个说明书呢，都是 Ronald 所设计的。
So the beginning, the company's conduct rules and the logos are designed by Ronald Wayne.
但是呢，你大概从来没有听过这个人的名字。
But you probably never heard about this person.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为1976年的时候呢，当苹果电脑成立的时候。
Because when the Apple company started in 1976.
那么呢，他就接到第一个订单。
They received the first order.
那么这个 Ronald 呢，他是其中一个创办人嘛。
Since Ronald is the one of the founder.
那么他心里面就担心了。如果招不出客户来的时候，那么他就要，因为他是其中一个创办人，他就要承担这个债务啊。
So he was Ronald was worried if they don't have customers, then he will suffer from the burden of the debt.
所以呢，苹果电脑开启了12天的时候呢，他就要求呢以800块的价钱呢把他的股份。卖回去。
So when the Apple company started only 12 days, then he asked that to sell his share for $800 only.
报纸的记者呢，形容呢 ，Ronald 呢是世上最不幸的人。
The newspaper said that Ronald is the most unluckiest person in the world.
因为他拥有了历史上面最有潜力的公司。
Because he almost owned the most profitable company in this world.
但是他没有等苹果电脑呢，他发挥他最大的潜力之前呢，就已经把它卖掉了。
But he sold the company before the company make the most profit in the startup.
那么有人呢算一算呢，如果这个 Ronald 他手上的这个十分之一的股份没有卖。
Some people calculated that if Ronald didn't sell those 10% of the share,
那么呢他的所拥有的钱呢应该有 $14 billion, 就是400亿的美元的价值。
Then he will now have like $14 billion in his hand.
Ronald Wayne 的故事呢提醒我们。
The story of Ronald reminded us,
不要浪费前面的机会。
Do not waste your chance.
你要让你所拥有的东西发挥它完全发挥它的潜力。
You should make most the profit of the things that you own.
其实这个是保罗劝勉腓立比教会。
Actually, this is also the thinking that Paul was trying to teach the Philippians church.
腓立比教会所拥有的是什么呢？
What did the Philippians church have?
就是他天国公民的身份。
The citizenship that of the kingdom of God.
当你是天国的公民的时候，你就是天国的一个股东了。
When you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, that you also have the share of the kingdom of God.
这个天国是属于你的。
The kingdom of God belongs to you.
保罗给教会最重要的一个命令，其实就是第一章二十七节所讲的。
Paul gave the church's most important command is recorded here in chapter 1, verse 27.
里面讲到，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
福音是在每一个信耶稣的人的心中。
The gospel is in the heart of every believer.
这个福音是有一个无穷的大能。
And this gospel has the unlimited power.
这个大能不单只给你重生。
This power not only reborn you.
这个重生只是你的生命的一个开始。
This the rebirth is only the beginning of the life.
保罗希望我们每一个天国的公民呢，能够把这个生命发挥出来。
Paul wants us, every believer, to live out fully to this gospel.
那么，其实这个就是今天我们这段经文的这个重点。
This is today's the focus on our preaching.
所以呢，我们来先看那十二节。
Let us read the verse 12 first.
十二节里面呢，是保罗的，你可以说他。在这一段里面的主要的一个命令。
You can say the verse 12 is the important command in this passage.
保罗就是希望他们做成得救的功夫。
Paul wants them to work out their salvation.
那么我们要解释，做成得救的功夫的意思是什么？
So what is the meaning of work out your salvation?
我先告诉你呢，这句话的意思不是什么。
I want to tell you first what does it not mean?
保罗不是说呢，你可以赞垂你的救恩。
Paul is not teaching us you can work for your salvation.
这个呢是其他宗教所强调的。
This is all the other religions focus on.
比方说其他宗教告诉你，你做一个好人呢，那么你下一世轮回的时候呢，你就可以升级了。
The other religion teaches people if you are a good person this life, then you will have a better life next life.
但是福音不是这样子。
But the gospel is not teaching this way.
圣经里面很明显的告诉我们呢，我们得救是本福恩。
Because the Bible teaches us obviously that we are saved by grace.
恩典的意思就是它是一份礼物。
Grace means it's a gift.
也是因着信。
Because by faith.
就是通过人的信心把这个礼物接受了。
Through faith we receive this gift.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
This is, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is not from us, that it is a gift from God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
另外一样事情呢，做成得救的功夫呢，也不是说呢，神已经把你带进神的国了，但是呢，现在你能不能够记熟呢，就看你的努力了，不是这个意思。
The second meaning, it does not mean that God already bring you into His kingdom. Now it is up to you to preserve it and continue.
这个呢，就是加拉太教会所犯的一个错误。
This is the mistake that the Church of Galatians admitted.
当时保罗提醒他们呢，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉体成全吗？你们是这样无知吗？
So Paul reminded them in Galatians chapter 3, Are you so foolish after beginning by means of the Spirit, and are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?
第三类的人呢，他误解了神的意思呢，就以为是不是做成德州的功夫呢，就让这个生命自由发展呢？
So the third way is people misunderstanding like this. It's just I let it go and let God.
这个呢，我形容就是他放手由神了，就是 let go and let God 的一个讲法。
So I use this let go and let God to trying to explain this third group of person.
但是呢，你看见圣经里面，特别是保罗呢，他常常鼓励我们呢，我们要努力的去参与我们的成长。
But Paul, in his teaching, he always encouraged us to actively participate in our growing.
那么，当圣经讲到做成得救的功夫。那么是什么意思呢？
So what does it really mean? What is the meaning of the working out your salvation?
做成的意思呢，就是带出这个结果。
So that is to bring about a result.
如果救恩呢是一粒种子的时候，
If a salvation is a seed.
那么做成得救的功夫的时候呢，就是让这粒种子呢开花结果。
So the result is to bring that seed to have flowers and bear fruits.
如果救恩呢是一个生命的时候，
If it's a life,
那么做成得救的功夫呢，就是让他长大成人了。
The result is you become a mature person.
成为一个成熟的一个生命。
You have a mature life.
这个成长的过程呢，是需要我们积极的去参与的。
So this process of growth, we need to actively involve in it.
保罗呢命令基督徒，我们必须要做成我们得救的功夫。
So Paul commands the Christians that we need to actively working out our salvation.
那自然是一个命令，所以呢，他是要求我们去顺服的。
If it's a command, that demands our obedience.
保罗的意思不是说某一批的基督徒他们可以选择去做成的功夫，有一些可以不选择，不是这个意思。
Paul does not mean here that some of the Christians that they can work out this salvation, and some of them they don't need to work out this salvation.
还有呢，保罗的意思呢，不是你努力过一段时间，或者你一次努力了，你就可以得到这个成果的。
Paul also doesn't mean that you work out for a period of time, then you stop.
保罗是要求了我们，在我们一生人里面，基督徒一生人里面，我们不断的去做成我们得救的功夫。
Paul is commanding us here during our whole Christian life, we continually work out this salvation.
所以我们现在要讨论一个实质上面的问题。
So now we want to talk about the essence of the working out your salvation.
就是你作为一个基督徒，为什么你要这么辛苦的去做成你得救的功夫呢？
So as a Christian, why you have to work so hard for your salvation?
可不可以我们只得救 不就可以了吗？
Can we just be saved and that's it?
那么呢，我们下面呢，我们来看一看做成得救的功夫的原因了。
Now we want to look at the reasons why we need to work out this salvation.
第一个原因呢，就是从十二节里面来的。
So the first reason is taken from verse 12.
十二节里面呢，保罗说，你可以简直说，你看，保罗说，这样看来，后来呢，他就说，就当恐惧战兢的做成你们得救的功夫。
So Paul is saying here that you need to work out your salvation in fear and trembling.
这样看来这句话让我们想到呢，他下面这个命令呢，是跟他前面所讲的话有关系。
So the word therefore here is connected the verses before and after.
那么你就要记得一个月前我们来看这段圣经的时候，第二章九到十一节，它是讲什么？
So now you need to go back to the months ago that I'm teaching the verse from 5 to 11. What does that mean?
特别在九到十一节里面，它讲到了将来耶稣基督呢会升到至高。
Especially from verse 9 to 11, here the verses told us God will exalt Jesus Christ to the highest place.
将来所有人呢都会无不屈膝，无不口敬耶稣为主。
So all the people that at the name of Jesus, they will bow and they will call Jesus Christ the Lord.
所以保罗是告诉我们，主耶稣有一天他会来审判我们。
So here the scripture is telling us Jesus one day will come to judge us.
那么你就要向他交账了。
Then you need to give account for your life.
这个就是你要做成你得救的功夫其中的一个原因。
That is one of the reasons that you need to work out your salvation.
因为当一个人，一个基督徒啊，他不发挥他福音这个潜能在他的身上的时候。
So when a Christian that does not fully live out the potential of the gospel.
就好像耶稣形容了这些有一个仆人呢，把他的才干埋在地上一样。
It's like just like Jesus taught those disciples that a person that buried the gift from God.
但是如果一个基督徒他以耶稣基督的心为心的时候
，But for a Christian that has the same mind as the Christ，
那么他的人生呢，就好像金银宝石。
Then his life will full of gold and precious stones.
很多人呢觉得，很多基督徒觉得，哎呀，牧师，你讲到做成得救的功夫，这个实在太难了。
And most people that sometimes saying that, oh, pastor, this is too difficult.
保罗在罗马书里面呢，他自己也讲了。立志为善，由得我，只是行出来，由不得我。
Paul also in the book of Romans said this, For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
Okay. 所以呢，很多基督徒呢，别的圣经不会背，但是这句呢，他会背啊。
For a lot of Christians that they can memorize this, but not the other scriptures.
但是这个却是保罗写十三节的一个原因。
But this is why Paul wrote the verse 13 here.
十三节里面呢，保罗说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Verse 13 here says, For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
你知道十三节这句话你可以说只有基督徒才能够明白。
And this verse probably only the Christians can understand.
因为当你信耶稣的时候呢，其实你心里面是有一个改变，是外面的人不能够明白的。
Because after you believed Jesus, that you have an inner self changed, but outside, the people from outside, they don't understand.
我们还没信耶稣之前, 我们是神的仇敌。
Before we believed Jesus, that we are enemies towards God.
我们喜欢走自己的路。
We want to go our own way.
我们喜欢犯罪。
We like sin.
但是呢，当你信了耶稣以后呢, 你心里面就有一个改变。
But after you believed Jesus, your inner self changed.
这个新的生命呢, 让你去喜欢遵守神的命令。
This new life that demands you wants to obey God's command.
你开启了有神的性情在你里面。
You start having God's temperament in your self.
十三节里面更讲到一个事情，就是你会立志去顺服神的。
And verse 13 here also says that you will make your will to make decision to obey God.
我记得我还是做电脑的时候。
I remember when I was a computer engineer.
你知道我最后一份公司跟 小光是同事。
The last company I worked, I'm a co-worker with brother 少光.
那么我后来告诉 同事嘛，我要去神学院念神学。
And later on, I told my co-workers that I will go to the seminary to study.
那么我们每一天一起吃饭，这批中国同事呢，就问我一个问题。
And one day, the Chinese group that we are gathered together to have a lunch, then they ask me.
他说，为什么你们基督徒每一个礼拜天都去教会呢？
Why you Christians always come to church on Sundays?
我想来想去，只想到一个原因。
I thought about it, but only one reason I can give to them.
就是因为我们喜欢。
Because we like it.
就好像呢，教会有活动的时候，你会主动的邀请你的朋友来到教会。
It's just like when there's any activities in church, you want to invite your friends to go there.
我常常告诉人呢，你问我为什么我喜欢吃烤肉呢？就是中国人这类哈，这些烧猪啊，这些我很喜欢吃的。
Sometimes people ask me why you like a barbecue pork, that because I like it.
Okay, 我还没讲到。 但是我告诉你，不是因为我是一个中国人，所以我喜欢吃这些中国的食物。
Not because I'm a Chinese, I like Chinese food.
是因为我喜欢，因为我喜欢，所以我才喜欢吃中国的食物。
Because I like it, so I want to eat Chinese food.
这个就是存在我们心里面的一个改变。
This is a change that God put in our inner self.
当你接受这个福音的时候，你的人的生命会有一个改变。
When you receive this gospel, then you must be changed by it.
你会很自然的愿意去遵守神的话。
Naturally, you want to obey God's word.
你遵守神的话不是为了得救。
You obey God's word not because you want to gain salvation.
因为你已经得救了。
Because you are already saved.
你剪纸做是因为你喜欢剪纸做。
You want to obey God because you like to obey God.
十三节告诉我们，为什么我们有这个立志。 立志坚持遵守神的话，是神在我们的心里面做工。Verse
13 tells us that the reason that we like to obey God because God works in our inner self.
十三节不但只告诉我们会立志坚持做，还有告诉我们神已经把这个力量也给我们。Not
only God put the will, our will to obey Him, He also gave the power to obey Him.
所以，一个基督徒，如果你真的明白圣经的时候，其实你不会有心无力的去遵守神的话。So
if you are a Christian, when you understand the Bible, when you trying to obey the word in the Bible, that you will have power.
因为神已经把这个力量给你。
You already God already gave you this power.
所以呢，神不单只把这个意念立志遵守他的话放在你的心里面，又把这个力量给你了。
Not only God put this will in us, He also put this strength, power in us.
那么剩下来我们还要做什么？
So what left for us to do then?
还有一样事情我们要做。
And there's another.
这个事情就是我们要选择去遵守神的话。
We need to choose to obey God's word.
当你去选择遵守神的话的时候，你就会经历神的力量在你的生命当中。
When you choose to obey God, then you will experience God's power in your life.
你最后就会达到神的标准。
Then you will the more reach to God's standard.
最后十三节里面呢，谈到告诉我们呢，做成得救的功夫呢，是为了成就他的美意。
And also, the reason for us to work out our salvation is to please God.
这个呢，就是你可以翻译成为呢，就是成就他的快乐。
And to fulfill God's pleasure.
所以呢，这个就是呢，我们做成得救的功夫的第三个原因。
So that's the third reason that why we need to work out our salvation.
就是呢，你会因为前几做了讨神的喜悦。
Because this, you do this, please God.
最近呢，有一个弟兄啊，他告诉我一件事情。
Recently, a brother told me a thing.
他说呢，他中学的时候有一些同学，他就过来加拿大里面念中学。
In their high middle school that they come to United States to study.
那么呢，念了五六年呢，都没有完成他们的这个高中的这个课程。
But after 5 to 6 years, they still haven't finished their high school courses.
最后他们没有毕业就回香港。
So they didn't graduate, they have to go back to Hong Kong.
那么呢，我就问他，怎么可能呢？
So I wondered, how could this possible?
他说没有父母在身边，他们每一天就是吃喝欢乐。
Then they told me that without the parents' supervision, they just enjoy themselves and eat, drink, and be merry.
那么我就想想我自己。
Then I start thinking about myself.
我来美国念书的时候，我也没有父母在我旁边呢。
When I first came to the United States to study, I don't have my parents to supervise me here.
那么为什么我当时没有吃喝欢乐？
Why I didn't indulge myself in all this life enjoyment?
反而呢，去努力读书呢？
And why I worked and studied hard for my school?
那么我就想起你知道我爸爸呢是一个在菜市场里面去卖鱼的一个人。
So I thought about my father. He works in the supermarket to sell fishes.
从我出生到我离开美国念书的时候，他每一天呢早晨四点就要起床。
From I was born and start to study, and every morning, before I came to U.S., every morning my father get up at 4 o'clock to go to work.
因为呢，他要去这个鱼市场里面呢去挑这些新鲜的鱼，所以他可以拿去卖。
Because he needs to go to the market to pick up all the fresh and good fish to sell.
你知道呢，鱼要保持它新鲜的时候，你就要放它们在冰里面呢。
You know, if you want to keep the fish fresh, you need to put them, in the ice.
所以呢，他每一天呢就要用他双手呢，从冰里面呢把这些鱼拿来拿去的。
So every day he has to take those fishes from the ice and put them in the ice.
就无论是夏天是冬天，他都是这样子。
No wonder it's summer or winter.
但是呢，我爸爸从来没有要求呢，我到他的这个店里面去帮忙。
But my father never asked me to help him with in the store.
原因呢，就是呢，他觉得呢，做这个工作呢太辛苦了。
The reason is because he think that this work is too much labor.
所以呢，他常常告诉我，那你好好念书，那么你将来你就不需要做好像我这样子辛苦的工作。
So he always teach me that you study good, work hard, so that you don't have to work this kind of labor.
所以呢，当我来到美国的时候
，So when I came to the United States，
每一次想到我爸爸的牺牲的时候
，Every time I thought about my father's sacrifice，
你知道我只有一个目标。
Then the goal I have is，
就是尽快念完我的书可以毕业。
So I can finish my school as early as possible and to be graduated。
去完成我爸爸的美意。
So that I can finish my father's good will。
所以当我明白我爸爸的牺牲的时候，我就会选择努力读书。不会去吃喝欢乐。
So when I understand all the sacrifices my father gave to me, that then I will work hard and study hard, and I will not to indulge myself in the life luxury.
其实当我们读到腓立比书二章六到八节的时候
，So when we read the scriptures from Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
他讲到耶稣基督的虚己。
And here it was talking about the humility of our Lord Jesus.
最后死在十字架上面。
And in the end he died on the cross.
主耶稣的牺牲也是一个很重要的原因，去鼓励我们去活出这个福音的潜力在我们的生命当中。
So the sacrifice of death of our Lord Jesus Christ also is the reason that encourage us to live out our life for Him.
因为当你做成得救的功夫的时候，就是讨神的喜悦。
Because when you finish working out your salvation, that is pleasing God.
十四到十八节呢里面呢，保罗就是讲到。做成得救的功夫的结果了。
And the verse from verse 18 to 16 to 18 here is the result of the working out your salvation.
第一个结果呢是在十四节里面。
And the first one is in verse 14.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
And do everything without complaining or arguing.
他的意思就是，如果你活出你得救的功夫的时候，你会成为一个很谦卑，不会一边埋怨一边服侍的一个人。
Here is teaching us when you live out our work out our salvation that we will be humble, that we will not always grumbling and arguing.
最终呢，会好像十五节里面所讲的话。
And the next is in the verse 15.
我们呢会成为一个无可指责的一个人。
And we will become children blameless.
如果你记得呢，腓立比书一章十节里面，保罗为腓立比教会的祷告的时候。
So if you go back to chapter 1, when Paul prayed for the church of Philippines.
他提到了，他们希望他们能够成为诚实无义无畏的一个人。
And here he's teaching them they become honest, sincere people.
对这个弯曲薄谬的时代呢，会好像一个明灯照耀一样。
And in this warped and crooked generation in the world, that they can become like a light.
明灯照耀的意思就好像你在一个黑夜里面的一粒星一样。
It's the shining light in the darkness is just like a shining star.
这个呢是这一 保罗说这一切表明你们是神无瑕疵的儿女。
All this that indicated that we are the children of God without fault.
另外一样呢，就是保罗提醒他们，当你把这个福音，把这个救恩活出来的时候，你会让他很快乐。
And the other result is when we live out the work out our salvation, that we will make the shepherd rejoice.
保罗说呢，在基督的日子的时候呢，他可以夸口，他没有空跑。
So that he can boast that on the day of Christ that he did not work or labor in vain.
你有没有想过，作为一个牧师啊，什么事情会让他的侍奉的结果好像空跑这样子？
So have you ever thought about as a pastor what kind of thing that make him think that all his labor is in vain?
就是当有一天他站在耶稣基督面前，他发觉原来教会里面大部分的不是真的是得救的人。
And that's probably one day when he stands before God that he realized that most of his people in the church that are not saved.
这个就是为什么他们一直没有做成他们得救的功夫。
That's why those people that did not work out their salvation.
这个就是为什么呢？他教会的生活他里面，你常常听到人在埋怨这。
That's why you always hear from those church that full of complaining and grumbling. Because those people, they only profess in their mouths, but they not truly believe in their heart.
I think this is, as a pastor, he feels the most humiliated.
I think that is probably the most shameful thing to a pastor. That is also reminded the thing that Jesus Christ reminded to us.
他讲到呢，将来会有一些人呢，见到主耶稣的时候呢，他说，他形容这些人呢。口头就称呼主耶稣主啊主啊，但是他们不遵守主的旨意的人。
And he describes those people that only say that Lord, Lord in their mouths, but they don't obey God's command.
所以主耶稣就提醒他们，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯有遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
So the Lord Jesus reminded them, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
2011年的时候，苹果电脑的 Steve Jobs 去世。
In the year 2011, the founder of the Apple company, Steve Jobs died.
那么呢 ，CNN 呢又去找回这个 Ronald Wayne 去访问他。
The CNN, they searched for Ronald Wayne, and they interviewed him.
那么呢，他最后还是要问他一个问题。
And they still trying to want to ask them this question.
他说 ，Mr. Wayne, 你把苹果的电脑的股份以800块卖掉，你后悔不后悔啊？
So they asked Mr. Wayne, are you regretting that you sold the share of the Apple company for $800?
那么 Ronald 他说，当然没有遗憾呢。
Of course, I never regret it.
那么呢，我看到这里，我心里在想，当然这句是骗人的话嘛。
When I heard this, I thought, oh, this is a lie.
只是耶稣告诉我们，将来有两种。
Jesus taught us there's only two kind of people.
应该这样子说，将来有两种人呢，是为爱哭彻子的。
And there's two kind of people. They will cry and grind their teeth in the end.
第一种人就是他没有接受福音的人。
And the first kind is those who never received the gospel.
另外一种人呢，就是神给他才干，但是他把这个才干埋在地上的人。
And the other kind of group is they God gave them gift, but they buried their gift without using them.
这两种人可能有，我想可能他们去不同的地方了。
I think that they go to a different place at the end.
但是呢，有一个共同的地方，就是他们会为了他们错误的决定去很后悔。
But they have the one final result that they will regret for their wrong decision.
我们要不后悔。
If we don't want to regret,
你不但只要接受主耶稣的救恩。
Not only you profess, accept that Jesus Christ's salvation.
保罗还告诉我们，你要做成你得救的功夫。
Paul is also telling us here that we need to work out our salvation.
这个是证明你是一个神的儿女的一个证据。
This testifies that you are truly God's children.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把这个福音，就是这个宝贝，放在我们的心里。
Because you put the gospel, the treasure in our heart.
每一个人都可以通过相信耶稣得到这个福音。
Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ can receive this gospel.
但是求神鼓励我们，不会就是不把这个福音的潜力去发挥出来。
We ask our Lord to encourage us to fully live all the potential of our gospel.
你知道我们不会白白的活我们的一生。
So that we will not live our life without any productivity.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer, and we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.